We're recording. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, there we go. Luke Wright, well done, Luke. Tremendous innings. Ask me something about this ground and you're getting your highest score.
Yeah, I did. To be honest, I wasn't expecting to obviously get that many, but the first goal was for me and Joycey to try and get to that new ball, see the first hour off and try and get through it. Obviously, we lost the wicket fairly early on, but Ed batted brilliantly and it set us up nicely.
And then, of course, a crucial partnership, as indeed it was in the first innings, with Will Beer. What were you saying to Will when you were batting with him?
I didn't really have to say much to him at all. I've been really impressed with him. He's come in and batted brilliantly, very calm under a lot of pressure. And to be honest, until he got out, both innings never looked like getting out. I thought he lined it up brilliantly and took a lot of pressure off me, really. They kept giving him one at the end of the over and he just kept taking it and, seeing off another over, and it was a surprise when he did get out. But for a guy that hasn't played that much first team cricket, championship cricket, he was very, very impressive in this game.
How difficult was it to get a balance between scoring runs and using up the overs?
I think it was always going to be important. I mean, even the night before, me and Joycey had said, we've got to keep scoring because once we get past them, we're never really going to see out all the overs again today. So once we got past them, we knew it would count as double, and that's how it obviously proved. So, we had to keep scoring. That was definitely one of our goals. But as you said, every over that ticked by was always in our favour as well.
How does it feel to have escaped here with a draw?
It probably feels a bit like a win. Going into these last 2 days, I think pretty most people would have written us off, and rightly so, really. We're disappointed with the way we've played, but to stop Middlesex going above us and getting the win, obviously they'd probably end up with 16, 17 points. So it's not so many that we end up with, but it's to stop them obviously going ahead of us.
Coming into the game, Luke, there was a lot of talk about the side that Sussex would put out. Did you feel under any pressure at all?
Well, I think it was always going to be a tough choice. With me bowling a bit, obviously it helps me take a few overs off the big guys. Doing that, even if it's 10 overs, if I'm not taking wickets, still gives them a bit of a rest. But it was always going to be difficult for whoever missed out. But there might have been some out there saying I might not have played. But the only way to answer them is to do what I've done. So I'm happy with that.
And there's a huge competition for places down at home, particularly with Chris Jordan coming into the side.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you want. It gives us a better chance of, winning this championship. You need competition for places and it's healthy. And obviously with Matt Pryor coming back as well, someone had to miss out. And sadly for HB, he's done well. But that's the way you want it. You need people to be scoring runs and not just sit there on the laurels.
Matches coming thick and fast down to Arundel next week. What are your thoughts looking ahead to facing Surrey down at Arundel?
Yeah, I think it's always a good rivalry against Surrey. They should have a good side out. I'm not sure if